This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, here it is. Either you deal with the corrupt politicians, don't look for someone else to take care of business. Either you deal with the corrupt politicians concerning the Second Amendment, concerning any topic in which you're dealing with today, friends. Either you deal with the corrupt politicians concerning the Second Amendment, or else you are going to be disarmed. That's the bottom line. Either you deal with corrupt politicians and then send a message to them that mean to violate their oaths through Article 2, Section 4, remove them through impeachment, and then charge them. We went over this on Friday, I believe, concerning the impeachment process, and they need to be legally charged for their violation of the Second Amendment. These people are there to uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution, not to tear them down. I don't know where people think it's okay for corrupt politicians to attempt and strip away our God-given rights. They're there to ensure our rights, not to tear them away. Matter of fact, if you look at what's going on in your country right now, folks, the mainstream media is openly calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment. I have an answer for all of this. No, we're not disarming. No. But rather than it be brought to me and have me answer for the lawfulness of having the right to bear arms, to keep and the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, I lay to them that are violating, that's what the word infringe means. When they begin to violate my rights, friends, I'm either going to stand up and deal with them, or else I'm going to be stripped of my rights through forfeiture. But just think about this. The mainstream media is openly calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment. You know what? I don't care what they're calling for. The bottom line is we have rights here. I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple of moments, friends. Did you know that students are parroting the claims and using their platforms as victims of gun violence to push for a ban on guns when they've never been a victim of gun violence? And keep in mind, when students parrot the claims and then use the platform as victims of gun violence, keep in mind where that violence allegedly took place. In a schoolyard, in a gun-free zone. Christians, read Luke 11:21. Listen to this. Law enforcement officials are also calling for a ban on guns. No. Let's put that into perspective. Unlawful enforcement, not officials, because we didn't delegate authority or power to those that represent we the people to strip us of our God-given rights. But we're being told that law enforcement officials are also calling for a ban on guns. I don't care if they call for a ban on guns. I'm not asking them for permission to obey God. I'm not asking them for permission to own a gun. I've been given the right to do so, and they all the well know it. And if they're going to enforce the law, then what they're going to do is they're going to turn around and stand up to those that are actually telling them to strip the American people of their God-given rights. Let's put it into perspective. Law enforcement upholds the law. It doesn't tear it down. Okay? Just wanted to make sure you understood that. States are chipping away at the constitutional rights granted by the Second Amendment by passing laws banning guns that have been deemed assault rifles. They're just, folks, that's all they're doing is giving you their interpretation to chip away at your rights. That's all it comes down to. Let me say it again. Either you deal with the corrupt politicians and put it into perspective that they work for you and you do not work for them in a lawful sense, you're going to be disarmed. I also wanted to remind the people in this country the response of states that have passed unconstitutional, therefore unlawful laws, legislation, policy, which undermines law, just put it into perspective for you, concerning bump stocks. Nobody's turning in anything. And that's the message the American people need to send to lawlessness, to tyrants. Congress recently passed, keep in mind this is all under Donald Trump's administration, Congress recently passed legislation that gives federal agencies power over gun control, effectively putting every American and American's Second Amendment rights at risk. America, either you're going to deal with the corrupt politicians or you're going to be disarmed. There is no debate when it comes to this topic. There's none. And the message that needs to be sent from the American people is if you go there to violate the oath that you swore to uphold concerning the Constitution of the United States of America, you will lawfully be removed. If it's even brought up, and keep in mind, this is special interest groups working through your said representatives. And when they begin to come up with any sort of an excuse, I don't care how small it may be, just keep in mind, history is repeating itself if you do not take heed to that history, and you can see where this is all going, America. Again, in a couple minutes here, I'm going to play some audio for you. It was not really a debate. It was so good. And this girl really knew what she was talking about. And I'm going to play it for you because she confronts what's going on over there in Illinois. Illinois passed assault rifle ban, and they're told that citizens should turn in these certain type of guns that they have deemed illegal. And it's also interesting to note that they have until the 13th of June to turn them in Illinois. And if not, for every day that they're not turned in, they are fined $1,000. Just keep in mind, this is the same government that's been assaulting you since September 11th. We have a terror problem and representatives are trying to disarm us. We have an illegal immigration problem, and the borders are wide open, and Americans are being frisked through the TSA, and yet the American people are told to disarm America. Who's the enemy? It's time for you to wake up. My message, either deal with corrupt politicians or you're going to be disarmed. It's that simple.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You have us as the number one and two show this Monday, and we appreciate your listenership. We have over 100 radio stations, give or take, across the United States of America. We also broadcast into 53 countries globally, and again, we appreciate your listenership. I wanted to let you know that if you want to jump online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over onto our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean on Facebook, and over my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. You can't miss it. Also jump over onto our Sons of Liberty Media YouTube page, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media. Just punch in those words. It'll pop up for you. Just put up a brand new video on Saturday. You're going to love it, friends. I'm not the one telling you that. We're giving it the way people need to hear it. We're bringing about resolve. Yes, we're showing them the problems, but we're magnifying the law against their crimes to show them that it is justice that guards our liberty within every single video that we do. And there's a couple hundred videos up there. That, again, is Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. If you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, we're talking about the Second Amendment. I made reference to Luke 11:21. I do it quite a bit. I want to read it really quick. It says, when a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are safe. Common sense. When you go to 1 Samuel 13:22, for those that did not know, again, bringing it to the level of common sense, really is what it comes to. When you read 1 Samuel 13:22, it says, so it came to pass in the day of battle, okay, now, keep in mind the children of Israel at this particular time were subject to the Philistines. They were servants to the Philistines, slaves to the Philistines. And it says, so it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan. Why are they trying to disarm you? Because they mean to rule over you. Just like the Philistines did that concerning the children of Israel. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Yes, indeed. But there's a way in the natural that God has... Hey, folks, why did the Lord put horns on a bull? Why did he put teeth in a lion? I mean, it just comes down to common sense. Why do porcupines have needles on their back? Because God has given us defense mechanisms, okay? And common sense, again, comes into play. But I got to get to this really quick because I want you to hear it. We're talking about the Second Amendment. Either you deal with the corrupt politicians or you will be disarmed. This is a conversation going back from some woman on a news channel that I never heard of before. But, boy, did she do her job. And I didn't feel that I could put it any better than she did. So why don't you go ahead and, well, tell me what your thoughts are. Check this out.
Well, the left's anti-gun agenda has scored a major victory in the aftermath of the Parkland, Florida mass shooting. Officials in the Chicago suburb of Deerfield have banned the possession, sale, and manufacture of assault-style weapons and large-capacity magazines. Residents have until June 13th to give them up, and if they refuse, they will face fines of up to $1,000 per day. Will other liberal strongholds soon try to follow in Deerfield's path? Joining us now with reactions, Democratic strategist Joel Payne. Joel, we've been hearing for weeks that the left doesn't have an anti-gun agenda. They don't have an agenda of banning guns. But yet here we are with Deerfield, Illinois, not just banning, quote, assault rifles, which really is a loaded political term. We're talking about semi-automatic sporting rifles here, but a number of other accessories that they deem as military style.
Well, I don't think this is actually the left that's doing this. This is a locality that's coming together to do something for the safety of their community, the same as another community did very near Deerfield Village. I believe it was Highland Park did in 2013, and they actually survived a couple of legal challenges that show that this is something that the court did not stand in the way of. It follows suit with what Florida did in the aftermath of the Parkland shooting. These are localities coming together because the national government, because our national leaders have failed to act meaningfully on gun control, on ensuring that we are protecting our citizens from gun violence.
Yeah, not everyone was on board with this, though. The majority of people who spoke at the meeting said they were against this measure. I want to play some sound from a woman who was at the meeting who was actually against banning these types of firearms.
There's going to be lots of talk about Second Amendment rights, but I'd be hard-pressed to find any right that is completely unrestricted.
Sorry, she was for this measure, but my question is, how does Illinois not have a number of pieces of legislation and regulations on the book already when it comes to gun control?
Well, look, states and localities have the right to act to make sure that they are protecting their citizens. The same way if you go to certain counties, they may be dry counties where you can't have alcohol at certain times.
Is alcohol in the Bill of Rights?
You have to be a certain age to drive at a certain time
of
night.
They came together as a community
to decide this is what will keep their community safe.
Okay.
You conservatives usually like this, by the way.
No, answer my question. Is driving and drinking alcohol, are those constitutional rights?
Excuse me?
Is drinking alcohol and driving a vehicle, are those constitutional rights?
Those aren't constitutional rights, but those are certainly things that our government says
so we shouldn't
that
treat constitutional rights.
Amendments in our cherished amendments, we have restrictions on the Second Amendment. Not to prevent us from being able to enjoy them fully, but to be able to enjoy them responsibly.
Well,
I think it's very inconsistent ideologically for conservatives to say that now they have a problem with local governments and localities coming together to protect their
communities. Conservatives don't believe in taking out certain pieces of the Bill of Rights depending on what place you live in. I would hope that the entire Bill of Rights would apply that way. But my question for you, based on the fact that this ban did pass, how are they going to enforce this? They say they're going to charge people $1,000 a day if they don't turn these firearms over by June 13th. Are they then going to go search people's homes unlawfully? Are they going to go get a warrant to decide whose home they get to search and seize their weapons? How are you actually going to enforce something like this?
Well, why would you assume they would do anything unlawfully? How do you enforce any other regulation or
ordinance? I'm honestly asking, are you going to go door-to-door to people's homes and confiscate their firearms? How do you enforce a law like this?
Well, I don't live there, but I imagine it's the same way
that you
would do
for the rest of the country, right?
If there's a law against jaywalking, I assume that people, if they're caught jaywalking, are going to be fined or reprimanded.
The Second Amendment. It's the same exact thing. No, seriously, I mean, the left talks all about how they don't want to confiscate firearms. They passed legislation like this, which would require law enforcement agents to go into homes.
They did the same thing. They
simply raised the age. They did not do the same thing. Okay, but answer my question. How do you enforce a law like this without actually violating a number of the other rights we have in the Constitution, like right to non-improper search and seizure? How are they going to enforce this law, and how would they do it across the country?
I'm not quite sure how to answer your question. How do you enforce a law? I mean, you enforce a law the way you do anything. You work with your local officials to make sure that they are aware of what the regulations are, and you take steps to make sure that citizens are aware of that. And if people run afoul of it, you hold them accountable for it. How do you enforce any law?
Did you hear what he said?
Gun owners don't want a national registry because liberals want to know
this was upheld by the court, by the way.
So they can confiscate
not just not. It was upheld by the Seventh.
We're out of time. We gotta go.
Okay. So there you have it. So how are you going to enforce this? And then what does this? And by the way, this is I wouldn't even have debated the guy. I would have just held him to the Second Amendment, and that's exactly what I'm doing on the radio today. And I would have asked him the question rather than me struggling how to answer him when in fact he's the one violating his sworn oath to uphold the Constitution. But the question that needs to be asked here is, where did you receive delegated authority to strip the American people from their right to bear arms? That's the question that should be laid to every single one of them. And then it was brought about, how are you going to enforce this law? Well, the way that you'd enforce any other law. And I would trust he said that, you know, nobody would be unlawful in the sense of giving up their arms, is what he was saying in essence. Wait a second. If we're to hold them accountable that are acting unlawfully, then we need to first start with you. And see, folks, this is where the church has missed it. They're so far off base when it comes to judging. Listen, either you're going to lawfully obey and judge unrighteousness, or you're going to be unlawfully judged, and tyrants are going to rule over the top of you. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And, folks, this is becoming more prominent. And I want to tell you, what went through my mind was, right off the bat, you look at who's in government today, friends. The philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation, like the last three and four, is going to be taught in government in the next. And that's why it's so important that you pay attention to the educational system, and this is what is being overlooked in so many different ways. I also want to highlight the fact that this individual, right off the get-go concerning this interview, he wanted to talk about the safety of his constituents. Wait a second. Vladimir Lenin said, one man with a gun can control 100 without one. So the fact of the matter is, if they want to ensure safety, then ensure their God-given rights and arm the people. You don't disarm them. America, either you deal with corrupt politicians or you're going to be disarmed. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. We are less than 6 hours from President Trump sitting down for that two-hour meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Although Dennis Rodman does not have an official role in the summit, he is in Singapore. Reporters caught up to him a short time ago in the airport.
Trump could have said something different. Kim Jong-un could have said something different, but I think that it's fair to say that both of them want to see where this meeting is going to go. So it should go fairly well, but people should not expect so much for the first time. So open, like I said, the door is open.
By a 5-4 margin, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld Ohio's law of purging infrequent voters from registration rolls. Under Ohio's current policy, if a registered voter misses voting for 2 years, they are then sent a registration confirmation notice. If they do not respond, nor do they vote over the next following 4 years, they are then purged from the voting rolls. Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow is up right around 50 points. This is USA Radio News.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I want you to look at the mirror. That's what I want you to do. And regardless of how old you are, I mean, many old people can tell you the country that we live in today is not the country that they grew up in. And that is my objective, is to see us get back to them times. And really what it comes down to is Jeremiah 6:16, where the Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls." But you know what the people said? "We will not walk therein." I mean, what has America become? And what is she becoming? Has America become the land of the special interest and home of the double standard? Read Daniel 9. Read the whole chapter. It'll put your feet exactly where you need to be today and tomorrow and the next day. Has America become the land of the special interest and home of the double standard? Well, let's see. If we lie to Congress, it's a felony, and it rightly should be, by the way. Thou shalt not lie. It's the 9th commandment, Exodus 20. If we lie to Congress, it's a felony, and if Congress lies to us, it's just politics. And you're to accept it. If we dislike people of other colors, we're racist. And if people of other colors dislike us, well, then it's their First Amendment right. By the way, Acts 17:26 tells us that all nations are one blood. I don't care what color you are. The government spends millions to rehabilitate criminals on your dime, by the way, and they do almost nothing for the victims. In fact, they show more mercy on the criminal than they do the victims. What has America become? In public schools, they teach that which is a felony, homosexuality, and that it's okay today. Whereas back in 1961, if you were caught in the act of sodomy in Rhode Island, you'd go to prison for 21 years. All the way up until 1973, it was considered a mental illness, folks. And now today, if you don't accept it, then you're a bigot and you're a hater. No, I love God first and foremost. Secondly, I agree with the laws of every state in our union that declare what God's word declares, that homosexuality is not a sin, it's an abomination, and in every state it's considered a felony. Do your due diligence, friends. You'll find out what I'm telling you is true. In public schools, you can teach that homosexuality is okay, but you better not use the word of God in process. Hey, folks, you've never lost the right to use the word of God in any sense of the word in a public school. You've been lied to. Just ask me after doing 360 of them. You can kill an unborn child in America today, but it's wrong to execute a mass murderer? Wow. There's your double standard. There's your hypocrisy. How absolutely ridiculous. Look at the Supreme Court. Because they sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb, the people follow in close pursuit. They fall in line. Isn't it interesting how men will follow politicians and yet not the law giver, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Isn't that interesting how that works? They'll follow corrupt politicians. And what's funny about it is they'll do it without questions concerning that corrupt politicians, like you're seeing with this administration in so many different ways. But it's interesting how the Christ, the one that tells you the truth, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, no man comes to the Father but by me, he's the one that's questioned. He's the one that's scrutinized. Is he telling me the truth? Is that really what he means? Through deconstructionism? I mean, look at this. You're told by an American government today that you can kill an unborn child, but it's wrong to execute a mass murder. You know, it's interesting. The Lord teaches us just the exact opposite. We don't burn books in America. We now rewrite them. And we allow the revisionist to attack the truth and to tell you it's not so, as they tear down our history and recreate it in their own devilish images. We got rid of the communists, or so we were told, in socialist threat by renaming them progressives, Democrats, the leftists, and the such. And you can see that, again, today's conservatives, there's very little indifference between what you call a leftist and a rightist. There would be no left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. We're unable to close our borders with Mexico, again, so we're told, but have no problem protecting the 38th parallel in Korea. If you protect against a corrupt administration like that of Barack Hussein Obama's policies, then you're a terrorist. But if you burn an American flag or an effigy, it was just your First Amendment right. You can have pornography on TV or the internet, by the way, all by design. It's all unlawful. But you better not put a nativity scene in a public park during Christmas. Baloney, friends. But this is what the mentality of the American people has become. They've taken it on. We have eliminated all criminals in America. They are now called sick people. You're told that you can use a human fetus for medical research, but it's wrong to use an animal. That's right. That's a reprobate mind. Upside down. We take money from those who work hard for it and give it to those who don't want to work. What has become of you, America? This isn't you. This is a false identity, and they want you to take it on. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We all support the Constitution, but only when it supports our political ideologies. That's right. I mean, I think about those that fight and bleed and die. I mean, do you see on their headstones where it says, I fought for the Democrats? Or I fought for the Republicans? No, we have one law. Not two, not three, not four, not 101, matter of fact. We still have freedom of speech, but only if we are being politically correct. So we're told. Hey, folks, I don't care what the enemy has to say. I know what the truth of the matter is, and I know who we are and where we came from. Therefore, again, I'm not asking for permission from the devil to obey God. Those that fall in line with the politically correct crowd, you're nothing but traitors to your own country. You're worthless. Parenting has now been replaced with Ritalin and dangerous psychotropic drugs and video games that teach you how to kill, steal, and destroy. John 10:10. The land of opportunity is now the land of handouts. You know, the entitlement program, the entitlement mindset of these programmed useful idiots in colleges today, raised up by their professors rather than raised up by their parents. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Also read Luke 7:35. The land of opportunity is now the land of handouts. All on your dime, America. The similarity between Hurricane Katrina and the Gulf oil spill is that neither president did anything to help. Of course, because they all work for the same people. You just haven't figured that out yet. How are we taught to handle a major crisis today? Well, the government appoints a committee to determine who's at fault. Here you have the fox in the chicken coop. Then threatens them, passes a law, raises our taxes, tells us the problem is solved so they can get back to their re-election campaign, only to do it all over again. Hey, America, what has happened to the land of the free and the home of the brave? Because this is not our history, what we have taken on, many of you. It's not who we are. It's what they want you to be. This is not who we are. This is what they want you to be. Are you okay with it? Are you good with it? Because what we don't want is to someone to sit back and complain about what they tolerate, and there's too much of that going on in this country. Thank God there's a Bradley Dean. Thank God we got people out there doing what you're doing. Oh, so glad you're out there doing what you're doing, Bradley. No, you're being harassed and your life's being threatened. You know, we see it, we hear it, we know it. Yeah, I'll get back to you when I get back from vacation. I'm in the Virgin Islands right now with me and my wife at a casino gambling. Oh, great football game on television, too. Good thing Bradley's out there, man. So thankful we got someone out there like Bradley doing what he's doing. Yeah. Hey, America. Leonard Ravenhill asked the question, where are the Elijahs of God? And I got to tell you before I start this, and I'll finish it before the end of the show. I remember going to a church in Blaine, Minnesota, where a guy used to sit there and say, where are the men of God? Where are the men of God? And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you say, where are the men of God one more time? I'm going to bring a 12-pack of eggs and I'm going to throw them at you live in front of all of your little congregationalists here. We're all sitting in the room just like everybody out there listening to me right now has a call in one sense of the word.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, I want to do this. I was just talking about where the Elijahs of God kind of broken up the show into four different pieces, four different segments. And to say that, to say this, this just dropped on my heart right during the break here. And it's more important than what that had to say for the time being, because I want to go directly to the listener. And if there's one thing that I've had to deal with in ministry more than this, I don't know what it is. You see people all day long who have the call of God in their lives. And again, I just said we were talking about where the Elijahs of God. I just started to put a little salt on your tongue. And then I started telling you about how I was at a church in Blaine where this guy, every single time I went there, where are the men of God? Where are the men? Are they hiding behind their wife's skirt? Well, the whole time he was hiding behind his wife's skirt. And I thought to myself, and I don't know how many times I said it. Listen, I'll tolerate it for so long, friends, before it's like, that's it, no more. But, you know, that was enough. No more. Don't want to hear about it. I can't stand being around people that just talk about what needs to be done. Let's get out there and do the stuff. Let's prove God. Let's know God in action. You know, Frederick Douglass once, the great abolitionist, said back in the 1800s that he prayed while he was a slave. He prayed for 20 years for his liberation, he said, and it never came until I began to pray with my feet. That's exactly right. Faith without works is dead. body without the spirit is dead, right? But in saying that, what I run into more than anything is the call that I see in people's lives. How they excuse themselves. I just, for the sake of time, I want to get right to it. When you go to Matthew 25, it's one of my favorite chapters, and it's the best way to say what I'm trying to convey to you right now. When you go to Matthew 25, verse 15, it says, "And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to every man, according to every man, to every man according to his several ability." And right away he took his journey. There's apostles, there's prophets, there's teachers, there's pastors, and there's evangelists. And guess what, friends? You're one of them. Verse 16, then he had received the 5 talents, went, the one that received the 5 talents, went and traded with the same and made them 5 other talents. So he doubled his giftings by using the gifts that he had. And likewise, he had that had received the 2, he also gained other 2. He doubled his gifts, friends. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of that servant, he comes and reckons with them. And so he that had received the 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, "Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 more talents, Lord." Yeah, right on. Thanks for the first 5. I've doubled them. Here you go. In verse 21, his Lord said unto him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." Isn't it interesting how people act if they get done what they've got in front of them half-heartedly to go do what they want to do? They think the joy is found in doing what they want to do rather than losing their life for his sake. I want you to listen again carefully, and I know it to be true. He that had received the 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, "Lord, you delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained 5 besides them." His Lord said unto him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." The joy of the Lord came when the Lord was laying more on him, not less. He gave him 5 talents. He multiplied it to 10. The Lord gave him 10. And he said, "Enter into the joy of the Lord." The joy of the Lord is in the losing of your life for his purposes and his glory, not the other way around. Jesus said that he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Right on. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and made excuses. "I knew thee, that thou art a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not strawed." He was trying to make excuses and blame the Lord for why he didn't do what he did. Did you hear that? "I knew you were a hard man," as if to suggest that the Lord was being hard by requiring the gift to be in operation in which he gave his creations. "I knew you were a hard man." Oh, whoa. You better back up right then and there. He knows what he's doing, folks. "I know thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not strawed. And I was afraid." Well, the Lord says right back, "I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. And went and hid thy talent in the earth. Though, and lo, there thou hast that is thine." Go ahead, take it back, it's yours. His Lord answered and said unto him, "Thou wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed." King James Version, verse 27, "Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take that therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him that hath 10 talents. There's a blessing there. There's a curse for those that don't hear and respond to the gifts that they've got and have been given by God. "Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath." And listen to what he said. Now, just, I know, everybody wants to look at the Lord like he's some little passive God, like some Santa Claus sitting up there, just saying, no, my mercy and my grace is for you. Go ahead and live your life. We can't wait until you die and come to heaven. You're sadly mistaken. Unscriptural, not true. The Bible says that clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns his enemies up round about him. You that love the Lord, hate evil and love that which is good. Okay, Psalm 97, Jeremiah 9:24, going back to Psalms again, 9:16, Psalm 89. Folks, it's just throughout the Word of God. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Whoa! Whoa, really? Yeah. You know, it's also interesting, too, to note in another parable, parable of the talents, how they began to make excuses as to why they didn't come to the Lord's Supper. Yeah. And how did that fare for them? It didn't. They thought it would work because their pastor said it was okay that they make excuses. Well, Lord, let me go take my field. I haven't plowed it yet. Really? No, the Lord says, follow me. Take up your cross. Deny yourself. Right? Lord, I want to go hang out with my wife for a little while. Lord, I want to go on vacation. Lord, let me go back to my father's house and say goodbye. No, and then he says, to he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. While all those people were making excuses as to why they didn't exercise the gifts that God gave them, God took it away from them and gave it to those that were willing to take it on. To take on what it tells us in the book of Matthew 11. 28. And what does it say? Oh, Bradley, I'm so glad to hear you talking like this. I'm not talking like this. I'm just simply giving you the word of the Lord. Let him talk that way because it's his words coming out of his mouth. I'm just reciting them for you. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. There's so few that understand that you truly do find your life where you lose it. So going back to what I originally said during the beginning of this segment, where are the Elijahs of God? I just pointed my finger at every single person, every single one of you listening to me today. You've got a call of God. And I just gave to you what it says in Matthew 25:15. And I want to tell you before the end of the show, there is no excuses. You want to find your life? Throw your hands up in the air. Repent. Acts 20, verse 21. Let the law drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. Tell him as you stand on the Bible, put a circle around yourself and say, fill everything within this circle, Lord, and I'm not going to leave until you revive everything that's within this circle. And then begin the process of a lifetime of sanctification. He said, you follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. That's exactly right. That's the heart of the Christ. And how few do you see following the Christ today? Charles Spurgeon said, you can rest assured if you have no desire for others to be saved, it's because you yourself are not saved. I like when people say to me, Bradley, what are you trying to save the world? No, I serve the one that did save the world. Matthew 1:21. He saved them first from their sins. Right? And then he said to go out into the fields where the laborers are few. So every single person today, you need to understand you have a call of God in your life. You need to ask and work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Love you with my heart. See ya.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.